the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to the podcast really
hello,
quickly.
Hello, we've really got to get out of the studio, so we've just got to get straight into it. Here it is.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone.
I would like you to cast your mind back to the day you looked into your husband's eyes and said, I do, when you married him, and you promised each other till death do us part.
Indeed we did, Sarah.
Well, there's an American bloke over in Kansas who's actually wanting that to come to fruition because he's asking a judge for a trial by combat in 3 months' time, that's right, to engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife and her attorney.
Why the attorney?
To settle their ongoing legal dispute. I am not kidding. So he's just had enough of these ongoing divorce proceedings. He said there's apparently nothing in the history books that said trials by combat had to stop. So in his mind, they're still valid.
That's incredible.
He wants 3 months to be able to secure some Japanese samurai swords.
Samurai.
So he's just watched too much Game of Thrones and he said, you know what, this is fitting, let's just do this.
I think so. And of course the attorney's basically fired back and said he's not of sound mind. This is clearly going in our favour.
This woman asked to divorce him, I will never know why.
I mean, it's a mystery. And the judge, of course, has ruled in his ex-wife's favour, who said the proper court proceedings will be followed. There will be no off with her head or his.
Wow.
I mean, that's a risk. It's a risk to take, isn't it?
If you two got in a fight, who would win in the samurai
Lise.
Sword fight?
Oh, hands down, Lise.
Sarah has no survival instinct about her. She'd just be like, take me. Goodbye,
when,
cruel
when
world.
When Lise is on a mission, she's terrifying. And, I mean, I think of her in a Hunger Games scenario. And
Sarah, I would save you.
If you I and would always I would want to be on your team.
In the, what are those quarters called?
As tribute. You'd just be like, take Sarah. But we didn't call her name. Take her.
She deserves it.
Sarah just runs to the center dome and just like
waits for the
arrow.
Throws
her arms up in the air, waits to be killed.
The flare gets shot up. Boom. One.
Australia Day is just around the corner. And cafes all around our country are coming out in force and saying we will create new Aussie food. And there's a cafe in Adelaide, guys, called Chuck Wagon, which says kind of everything right there. It's called Chuck Wagon and it has created...
Has it got one star and it's not a Michelin one?
It's created a bacon and beef burger on a Lamington bun.
That's fine. That's not an issue.
Okay, so what we have here is double beef, double bacon, double cheese... Already quite a bit to take in, I'd say. Now whack it between two chocolate coconut dipped sponge cakes.
This is no different in my mind to bacon and maple syrup on pancakes. It's still a sweet with some meat. Also, can we just take a moment to acknowledge how Lamingtons are the flavour of the last 2 months? Firstly, there were the Smith's chips.
Yep.
Now there's a milk. I think
what?
It's a Norco, maybe.
A Lamo milk?
Brought out a Lamington flavoured milk in time for Australia Day. Get around it. And now there's a Lamington beef burger.
Well, look, it's dinner and dessert rolled into one.
That's true.
I think it's
efficient.
An efficient use of one's time.
Two birds, one stone, or two cows, one stone.
It's going to be available for the week of Australia Day. Get around it. Do you want me to make you one, Sarah?
I would eat. I've got no problem with that meal. It sounds nice. It does.
Does it, though?
Yes. I think you would be pleasantly surprised,
There's
Aaron.
Also another cafe in Penrith, that's in Sydney's west. They've whipped up the fairy bread burger. How do we feel about a Wagyu beef and bacon burger nestled between two buttered fairy bread donuts? They haven't even gone the white bread. They've gone the fairy bread donuts.
I draw the line. I'm not a donut person, but if it was just fairy bread on beautiful white slices, for the smell of it.
What?
You do know what that reference is, Aaron?
No.
You do. Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
It's a lyric.
I like a the real wild bean star by the mile. Smooth black skin and a smile. Come and have some fun. No, no, come and give me some of that yum yum dip, honey dip.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
On behalf of my husband.
Thank you.
I owe your husband apology.
Oh, what? You owe my husband and me an apology.
Why you?
Because I was thrown to the lions, quite literally, Sarah. You and I both know what we're talking about, so fill in our listeners.
Well, we went on a double date of sorts to a circus show, not one with animals. Just a trick show. And
you can say what it was, Sarah. It's a world-renowned circus. It's Cirque du Soleil.
Not many people know it. Very quiet.
Sarah, it's a world-class circus.
Well,
Cirque du Soleil. Everyone knows it.
Participation. But the thing is, you and Dane were sitting in front of Wills and me.
Mm-hmm.
And Wills is a, well, he pushes people into the limelight when there's audience participation.
I actually hate people like your husband. He was so nervous of being picked out of the crowd that he basically was quite comfortable throwing Dane and I in a bid to save himself.
Yeah, I mean, the
most selfish of acts.
I mean, it's a heart palpitating experience when you see a performer walking in your direction mid-show.
Or the spotlight
and
start
think,
circling
oh God,
ahead.
Oh, God, please do not choose me. It happened to me once. I was in my 20s. I went and saw a show, Theatre in the Round, and I was wearing a vinyl skirt that was cheap and I was so sweaty. It was gross. I just felt stinky and gross. And this really good-looking male actor threw himself across my lap mid-show and I did not know what to do with myself.
So what were you meant? What did they want you to do?
Nothing. He had to act like he was distraught and devastated and brokenhearted. And he obviously saw me and thought, well, that woman wouldn't have that impact on any man.
Heartbreaker.
And he threw himself on my stinky vinyl skirt. And I just thought, oh, he's never going to do that again. And I threw that skirt out afterwards.
Did you participate?
I looked shocked and the spotlight was on me like a rabbit in headlights. Like, this is not
happening. Is there
happening.
Anyone, this is the question I have, is there any human on this here earth that enjoys being pulled out of the crowd?
And I could feel the animosity when Wills kept poking Dane in the back and pointing down behind him. Like, here
Wills
he
did the here double hand
no.
point. That's how desperate he was to draw attention away from himself and throw
when
Dane
really
and I under.
Any performer should actually select that
him.
Person as the rotten egg in a group
Dane
scenario.
Goes all like a stone statue.
He actually
he
turned
freezes.
Into one of those rock men in Never Ending Story. So he just, I mean, your husband is not a petite
he
man.
He already
six
looks
foot,
like a rock man from the Neverending Story.
And he just froze and he had a smile on his face and his teeth were clenched. And Wills was behind him.
Oh, the worst.
So I'm sorry. This is why we can't do nice things together as a couple. Also, anybody looking for an excellent participant in their show, Lise Carlaw, she's up for it.
Do you accept the apology?
Look, I didn't get pulled out of the crowd, so I will accept your apology. Sarah, I've done something and I'm really worried that what I'm about to do, well, what I'm thinking of doing rather, is you're going to be
have
really
mad about
it.
Have you done it or are you thinking
it.
Of doing it?
You're going to be really mad at me. I haven't done it yet. Sorry, I'm thinking about doing this thing and I'm worried that you're going to be incredibly mad at me.
Are you getting filler?
I'm not getting filler.
I thought you already had.
No, I don't. I haven't done that. No, it's not filler.
Well, what else could I be angry at you about?
I'm thinking of making a purchase that you've wanted your whole life. And I feel that you haven't made this purchase.
Is it a limited edition Elvis Presley record?
No, it's not, Sarah. I'm thinking of buying, guys, a pair of Doc Marten boots.
Cool.
Now, what you need to know is that Sarah Wills has wanted a pair of Doc Martens since she was 13.
They take everything from me.
Well, listen, I haven't taken it from you.
You take my dreams, my childhood dreams, and you stomp on them in your massive army boots.
Nobody is stopping you from buying Doc Martens. For the 5 years we've been friends.
Well, they are. My mum is stopping me. The same way she stopped me when I was 14 years old and begged for a pair of cherry Doc Martens with the yellow stitching. And she said, no, Sarah, they won't suit you. And I had to ask my friends if I could wear their pairs on the school bus excursions.
So while I was self-flagellating about even wanting to buy these, I thought to myself, she's a 39-year-old woman. If she wanted a pair of Doc Martens, you could go out and buy them. You're not under your mother's control
no
more.
I can't pull them off, please.
Yeah, but so am I.
I mean, I walked into work today and Aaron said I look like the bloody CEO of a small startup operation.
And you're pulling it off.
I thought you looked like Julie Bishop. I don't know which is worse.
Thank you.
My point is that
which is worse? How dare you say that about the Bish? You wash your mouth out with soap.
My point is can I buy the Doc Martens? Or will you hate on me?
Well, I think you look like Minnie Mouse in them. With your little skinny twig legs and those massive clodhoppers on the bottom of them. But if anybody can make stupid things work, it's you. You've done it before.
Can't I fly the flag for both of us? This is something you've always wanted. It's something I can potentially pull off. This is like the best. This is teamwork.
Just do it.
Do you want to go in halves?
Just do it. Those two
girls. A beautiful story straight out of Hollywood. Hugh Grant and Matthew McConaughey promoting their movie,
Stop.
The Gentlemen.
Hugh Grant and
Matthew
McConaughey.
That's right.
McConaughey. McConaughey.
It's a surname you can't think too long and hard about because you will get messed up. But McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
Continue with your story.
Can you pull it up somewhere?
Don't you get judgy. It's certainly not Matthew McConaughey.
Anyway, So Hugh and Matthew were out promoting their new movie, The Gentlemen. They were doing all the press release stuff and doing the interviews around the globe. And it came to light that both of their parents are single. Okay, so Matthew's mother, 87 years young, has lost two husbands. You know, life takes them from you.
Use your words.
And Hugh's father, 92, also, someone's life's taken someone from him.
I'm just going to watch you flounder. It's a gift.
So the two men were like, you know what? Would your mother be into a nice elderly English gentleman? And Hugh was like, yes, I think so. So they're getting
that's incredible.
They're getting them together.
Or did
they
he say
going
it like,
out on a
yes.
Is that your impression of Hugh Grant? I thought that was an impression of Snuffleupagus.
Yes, why not?
I'm distraught because my two children have named an animal and I disapprove with their choice of name. It's the turtle that resides in our dam. Shut up! She's done with her singing?
So distracting. Aaron, you need to turn these singers down.
Remy and Max have named the dam turtle that lives down yonder in our backyard. They've named it Boris.
Why?
Exactly. Why would anybody name a turtle Boris? Whatever happened to clever puns? Whatever happened to at least alliteration? I had no part in it. They didn't even ask me for my thoughts on it. It's just Boris now.
I mean, I would have gone Shelley for a turtle.
Well, thank you. I was on that. I was thinking Carmen Shelectra. Something clever. They don't know who Carmen Shelectra is.
I do think the art of
anyway.
Naming pets is being lost on this current generation. And I'll second your point. One of my girlfriends is going on an amazing life adventure and she's house-sitting her way across the world.
Clever.
Oh, it's actually mostly pet-sitting because other people go away and they need people there to watch after their animals.
Sure. What
now,
are the pets called?
We trawled their websites and houses. I stumbled across a border collie named Carmel. Okay. A ginger cat named Joan. And a boxer called Vince.
I mean, what is happening here? I got messages on my social media as well after I posted the Boris conundrum. Someone wrote to me, my son has a juvenile grass manted called Gareth. Gareth! Where did people get these names from? Who names a grass manted Gareth?
What's and I a just grass manted?
I think, who has a pet that's a grass manted? That's more the question.
What
but
is
I
that, a praying
it.
Mantis?
Someone else said, my son had a cockatoo that would come and visit wanting to be fed and he named him Bob.
I mean, I like
another
that
lady. We have a bearded dragon called Travis.
Oh, we've got a boy we work with called Aaron.
Hi.
We feed him grass manted.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome back. We have about 30 seconds.
30
Any
seconds.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Other turtle names.
That's what you're going to waste it on.
Well, what do you want to waste it on?
Something useful.
We forgot our challenge. What was our challenge? People putting... I forgot what we asked our podcasters.
See, here's what I think is what happened. We thought we were going to do this thing and then we forgot to actually...
What was it again?
We were going to do many words to make a sentence.
That's right.
And then we forgot to give the second word.
Yeah, that's why people keep messaging us mayo.
We have to go.
All right. Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.